Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to thank all of you for joining us for tonight's celebration and extend a welcome to all of you. It says a lot to the organizing committee that we have so many people coming from long distances and from different nationalities representing. And I also would like to welcome Mr. Hodorovsky, representing the Russian dissidents and our Ukrainian friends, and Andrea Rosh coming all the way from Budapest, and Bishop Tekish coming all the way from Romania just to be with us tonight. This says something about the organization of this of the coalition to be able to get so many fantastic people, including the honorees and the ambassadors and congressional representatives that were here tonight. I would also like to congratulate to Reka and Andrea for these beautiful films, which make my life a lot easier, because I'm supposed to talk about the Magyar Baráti Kör, the Hungarian Coalition of Friends, and I'm very happy to do that. But having a film, a picture says a thousand words, so you will much better understand my poor thoughts than without these movies. The coalition, as you saw in the film, started in 1971. It was the work of three ambitious college students who were down at LSU at the time, Dr. Éltető, Dr. Ludányi, and Dr. Csományi. They got together and they decided that we are Hungarians and we should do something about our Hungarianness. So what is this whole organization, this Magyar Baráti Kör, about this Hungarian community of friends? It's basically, it's very basically, think of it as a Hungarian informal think tank of emigres who got together and wanted to promote Hungarian-American relationships, wanted to promote the life in the diaspora. It was made up of intellectuals, primarily physicians, engineers, teachers, architects, economists. It was loosely organized, and the whole political spectrum from liberal to conservative is represented there. And they get along with each other very, very well. And the reason is that the whole setting, if you saw in the film, and I know that it came through, is done in such a non-confrontational manner, and believe me, there were a lot of tough issues that were discussed between these groups there, in a bucolic, beautiful Lake Hope, which is kind of representative that everybody is hoping for a new world. And the setting is very informal, community dinners, dances, singing, campfires. These are all very conducive to have very honest, down-to-earth discussions, and the collegiality developed without any rancor. The group is, the original founders were mostly Unitarians and deeply religious people. Eventually, the group evolved into an ecumenical group, and even today, the meetings and camps of this organization is started and finished with an ecumenical service. And I'd like to just give a little history, because every Hungarian is very proud of this, and it's beaten into our heads in childhood, that the Unitarian Church was founded by Hungarians in Transylvania by David Ferenc, and more importantly, or just as importantly, the first time freedom of religion was declared was in Transylvania by the Unitarians, by David Ferenc. And this is something that every Hungarian school kid has to know, and we certainly have reason to be proud of it. It would be very difficult for me to tell you all the accomplishments that this organization has performed since 1971. But let me give you a few highlights, which I think will hopefully give you a bird's eye view of what it is about and what they did. Let's go back to 1980, and people of my generation remember the names and the works of Ronald Reagan, Maggie Thatcher, Pope John Paul II, Mikhail Gorbachev, the magic words glasnost and perestroika and Reykjavik. These were magic words, and people who grew up with me at that time remember what it means. Basically, it meant the first thaw in the communist system. And this community of friends very clearly, like laser-guided missiles, honed in on the fact that there's an opportunity in this thaw, and they started, they knew that something is happening, and this event, and you saw it in the pictures very well, that they started to invite intellectuals from the Carpathian Basin. And I say Carpathian Basin because Hungarians are present not just in Hungary, but also in Slovakia, in the Ukraine, in Transylvania, and in Serbia. And a lot of these intellectuals were mostly economists, political scientists, writers, and literature people. This went on for about 10 years. Then let's go back and let's move one decade further up to 1989, and everybody knows what I'm referring to. That's the time that President Bush went to Hungary. The Russians were leaving Hungary, and free elections were coming to Hungary. Tremendous euphoria, and even to this day, I get goosebumps when I think back, because if there's a miracle in the 20th century, I think that had to be it, that all of a sudden a nuclear power with which we were in confrontation with for decades is totally disarmed one day to the next without a shot, without a person dying. I mean, this, if there is God's miracle, this is it. If you don't believe in it, I don't know what you want for miracles, but to me, this was just the most one of the most momentous moments of my life to live through that. And like I said, to this day, I think it gives me the shivers that something like this could have happened. And I think we are very, very grateful to a lot of people, including the work of Representative Tom Lantos, who we have lauded earlier today. So all of a sudden, there's a new challenge. And one of the nice things about this community of friends is that they always recognized a new opportunity, and they were very quick to adapt to it. And everybody's euphoric. Here's a democracy. We're free. And all of it, but 3 days later, everybody wakes up. Well, we don't know how to run democracy. We don't know how to run business. We don't know how to run politics. And we just lost. What are we going to do? The community of friends and some other like organizations realized the necessity to help in this. And they did a fantastic work in promoting and teaching democracy, in supporting churches, provide scholarships, and they continue to bring lecturers here and politicians to America. And a lot of these politicians came through Congressman Lantos for short seminars to learn and have discussions with American politicians to find out firsthand how a democracy, which has been in existence for 200 years, is working. So these guys are, these community of friends are doers, and they not only doers, but they know what is the most important job to be done. They also helped establish the Hungarian television, which is working worldwide. They publish a yearbook, and they also have an internet newspaper. And for this, as you saw in the film, they were given the very prestigious award of the Hungarian government, the Magyar Örökség Díj, or the Hungarian Heritage Award. Through these examples, I hope I was able to give you a bird's eye view or a little taste of what this organization is about and why we are celebrating them today and giving them this award. They are able to change very quickly to new challenges. They can reinvent themselves, and they know what is the most important thing to do at the right time. So I'd like to thank the leadership of the Communion of Friends of Hungary for their work, achievements, and congratulate you for tonight's award and wish you a lot of success in the future. And I'm very privileged and honored that I was asked to give this short laudatory remarks on your work, and permit me to read what is said on your award. The Hungarian-American Coalition 2014 Organizational Honorary in recognition of the Hungarian Communion of Friends, Magyar Baráti Közösség, for its historic contribution to promoting the emergence of democracy in Hungary by providing a forum and practical support for authentic voices of democratic opposition and minority rights behind the Iron Curtain. The Hungarian-American Coalition salutes the leaders and membership of the MBK for the invaluable contributions to our shared missions. Washington, D.C., May 29, 2014. And let me finish again thanking you for coming, and I hope you all had a fantastic time, and you will remember Hungarians with some compassion and understanding and some love, hopefully. And you will make on your mark your calendar that we want to get together with all of you a year from again. Thank you.